Hi, welcome to today's episode. I'm Cam Mackay again. We're going to be talking about some basic anatomy today. Our topic today is anatomical terminology. So why anatomical terminology? It seems such a simple topic. Why devote an entire episode to it? Well, it's not a long episode for starters. And we're talking about terminology because without it, we can't describe anatomy to other people. An anatomist or a medical practitioner needs to be able to talk about anatomy so that any other anatomist knows exactly what they're saying and precisely what they're referring to. We'll start at the real basics and move up. This diagram's fairly rudimentary and in actual fact is not the true anatomical position. In the true anatomical position, the person is described as standing upright or erect or lying supine flat on their back in a similar position. The arms are by the side with the palms turned anteriorly or forwards. The feet also face forward. This position is the reference point for all anatomical description. We see in this diagram the limbs are not in the correct position. But in general, the gross terms are correct. The superior or cranial position is towards the head. The inferior or caudal position is towards the feet. Anterior is also called ventral, and this is towards the front of the body. And the posterior position is also called dorsal, and it's towards the back. Whenever we're talking about medial, we mean towards the midline, near the median plane. And if we talk about lateral, we mean further away from that median plane. Proximal means nearer to the trunk. And distal means further away from the trunk or the body. Superficial means on the skin surface. And deep means farther away from the surface. In anatomy, there are body regions which are standardized and often get grouped together. If we talk the upper limb, for example, people might call it the arm. But the arm in anatomy is only the area between the shoulder and the elbow. In anatomical terms, that's the brachium or arm. Below that, from the elbow down to the wrist, is the antebrachium or forearm. So in anatomy, this is the arm, this is the forearm. Similarly, in the lower limb, people may call it the leg, or sometimes people will say leg and lower leg. But anatomically, we know that this area between the hip and the knee is the thigh, and the area between the knee and the ankle is the leg. There are many other terms we won't go into in this brief summary today. But that's an idea of how in anatomy we need to be standardized in the way we talk. Another set of standard descriptive terms are the planes of the body. This diagram displays them well. Going back to this diagram again, with our person not quite in anatomical position, but we can describe the anatomical planes. If we talk about a coronal plane, it's like a crown across the head, but actually sections the body longitudinally. Coronal plane. If we talk about a sagittal plane, the dissection is a vertical line passing through the body anteroposteriorly. So coronal plane is from side to side, and the sagittal plane is through the midline anteroposteriorly. The other to consider then is the horizontal plane, which is straight through the middle. If we are sectioning the body for anatomical purposes, we may talk about horizontal planes or longitudinal planes. This may happen anywhere in the limbs. A section that is not quite horizontal or transverse may be described as oblique. So there you have it, a very quick summary about basic anatomical terminology. The things to take away there are, the first thing we need to remember is the anatomical position, standing upright and tall, Feet together facing forward. Hands by the sides, palms facing forward. Head looking directly in front. This is the position from which we reference all of our anatomy. Superior and inferior. Anterior and posterior. Medial and lateral. Proximal and distal. Superficial and deep. And in terms of our planes, sagittal, coronal, horizontal and longitudinal, and oblique planes and sections. Hopefully this little summary of anatomical terms will help as we go on with our other tutorials, and we'll discuss anatomy in more detail. With the basics in place, it might make a little more sense as we go along. We'll see you next time.